lopen nog steeds met Sarah Flanagan door de kerk hier in Salisbury, de kathedraal, die zo mooi ligt en zo ver al te zien is, maar ook van binnen de moeite waard is om te bekijken. Een reusachtig gebouw met middeleeuwse fragmenten, maar ook met andere. Sarah gaat over vertellen. Gisteravond waren we hier en op deze plek is de Evensong. It is now television, but can you tell the people, let people see what this is?
We're standing here in the choir part of the cathedral, and this is where the services take place. And it is wonderful because you're in the heart of the cathedral. There's a very different atmosphere in this part of the cathedral as well. And, you know, if you look west, you see the fantastic, beautiful architecture culminating in the big high west window. And if you look east, you look past the high altar to a very deep blue window, which is very new in relative terms because it was put there in the 1980s. And it's created by Gabriel Loire from Chartres. So it's very much that kind of feeling. So you have the very deep infinity color, if you like, to the east beyond the altar, and then to the west you have the light just it's very stark contrast.
Yes, very different.
Very different. But here we are, and we're in the choir area, which has got this very old, the oldest complete set of choir stalls in the country. So. And you can see, because of where the choir, the singing choir would be sitting, because they have their built-in candle areas to their pews. So you can imagine the choir sitting, standing. They wear dark green robes with white surplices. They are either young boys or young girls singing with professional men. And we have a fantastic organ, which is out of view on the left-hand side there, behind where the choir will sing. And we have this, to other countries, possibly strange tradition of young children singing professionally in a cathedral each day, choristers who are aged between 8 years and 13 years. They are very young. Yes. I have had two chorister children, a boy and a girl, and it's very hard work, but they love it. They're passionate about it, in the same way that you have small boys who are passionate about playing their sports, and you have other children who are passionate about their ballet or their music lessons, whatever it is, they have their passion for their art, their drama. So it is with these children. They love it, and thank goodness they love it, because the worship in a cathedral is very much led by the liturgy and the music. You came to Evensong, you will know that you sit here, you don't even have to understand the language, because they don't necessarily sing in English. They can sing in French, they can sing in Latin, they can sing in Spanish, they can sing in German. Depends which composer and which setting of words they're singing. But what you do is you have this sense of prayerfulness, and it is refreshment for the soul, which is a good thing to have.
Bijna mystiek,
Immediately to in front of you now is a magnificent throne, and that's actually the bishop's seat. And he comes here for major festivals and services. He is the diocesan bishop, and some people say, well, why isn't he at the cathedral all the time? The reason is he's got a lot of churches to visit, a lot of parishes throughout the county of Wiltshire and the area next to us called Dorset. So, you know, he's a busy man, but when he is here, that's where he will sit.
Hele mooie, hele grote troon, heel hoog, zeker 5 meter hoog, staat hier ook in de kerk. We lopen met Sarah, er is zoveel te zien in deze kerk, en ook al ben je helemaal niet katholiek of niet christelijk, deze kerk moet je gewoon gezien hebben. En dat kan ook, je kunt dan op de website www.salisburycathedral.org.uk, daar krijg je al een voorproefje. En natuurlijk ook alle andere kerken en gebieden in dit gebied kun je hier bekijken via de site www.visitwiltshire.co.uk.